ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
संगम युग की घड़ियों में
इन कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज
हम बाबा के बच्चे अपना एक एक श्वास एक एक सेकंड
व्हेन बाबास चिल्ड्रन In the confluence age, Baba's children utilize every single second and is continuing to use the time. We are the children of Baba who remain in self-respect and who are self-serving. When we ourselves are When we ourselves have our own rights, a father is Baba is a father, and Baba is a supreme teacher. Baba is a father. We get inheritance from Baba. Baba is a supreme teacher. And Baba is giving us the knowledge of being an emperor. So I am a Rajyogi, meaning I am an elevated soul. I am a special soul. Baba is my supreme guru or Sadguru. And who am I? My Sadguru is incorporeal, and I myself am incorporeal. I am the follower in comparison with Sadguru. My incorporeal Baba is loving and detached. Similarly, I am also loving and detached. So the first thing is, I have all the rights from Baba, that is, I am the master. And the master is responsible. The master doesn't say that what is my right and what should I do, what should I not do. I have complete right. Suppose if I'm the master of this hall, I can decree whatever I want, wherever I want. But if I have sevadharis with me and they'll ask me what should I do, where should I put this, they do not have unlimited view. They give us suggestion. They say, not like this, you can put like this, you can keep this flower like this, but I am the master. I can suggest that do not keep this flower here. So the main thing you have to keep in your intellect that I have all the rights. I do not have to beg my rights. If I want rights, I will ask. But if I have all the rights, I am a master. Now you should think whether you have to become a master or you have to beg for your rights. If I am the master, I am responsible. Everything is mine. Everything is my meaning. I am talking about the divine relationship. Baba is mine. Baba is mine. Who is Baba? Baba is the ocean of knowledge, is a bestower of fortune, is the one who gives divine intellect. So, what do I lack with me? Baba has given us innumerable wealth and treasures. So I should know my rights. So if I remain in my rights, naturally I'll be happy and intoxicated. You need happiness too, and you require intoxication too. If you give me small gift or big, large gift, I'll be happy. But if if I have purchased, instead of gift, if I purchase that on my own, what will be the happiness? You have servant at home. The servant comes to clean home. And the day when you have to clean the home alone, you say that servant did not clean properly. See, I have cleaned every nook and corner of my house. You remain in that self-respect that I am the master. I am the one who remains in the self-respect and I'll be intoxicated. Now we say, as well as Baba says, that child, practice to remain in the self-respect. I am Almighty Master, Almighty Authority. I am Shiv Shakti. So, it's not about practice, it's about you being yourself. If by mistake, if someone says, brother, don't do this, what will be my reaction? I'll say, I'm not brother, I am sister. It's inside me that I am sister and the other one is brother. It's naturally in my conscience. So, it should be in your consciousness that I am Almighty, Master, Almighty Authority. I do not have to ask that I have practiced for 1 hour, 2 hours to become Master, Almighty Authority, or I practiced this 50, 200 times. So this means that you have not become or you have not kept it deep in your consciousness. Being a master means it will be deep in your consciousness. The one who has right has everything. Baba says you are the one who has right. And for one who has right, Baba says do one step and Baba will give you 1,000. At times Baba says Baba will give you multi-million fold return. The one who has to beg, if suppose one person just have to do the duty, they'll just get the salary, whatever the salary is, whether it's 100 or 1,000. I am not the soul who has to beg. I'm not a soul who has to beg, but it will be naturally in my consciousness. That's why Baba says, child, become soul conscious. We stay in remembrance and then we practice, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. Then you come out of the yoke, then you come back to the normal stage. I am a soul. It should be deep inside you. Suppose if someone's name is Ram or Shyam, even if he is sleeping, if someone calls out his name, he will wake up. Because it's deep inside his conscious, it's imprinted. So the current time, in the current time, it's the time of transformation. Long time is gone. We have been practicing that I am soul, I am soul, but till when should we practice this? Now you have to remain in the state that I am a soul. I am a soul. If I am a soul, what will be the nature of the soul? I am pure and clean. I am the embodiment of truth. Dadis used to teach us that you are Nitswarup. That is, you are truth, conscient and blissful soul, Satchit Anand soul. So, to be conscious and to think about it. So, thinking is the foundation for consciousness. Without thinking, there won't be consciousness. But till how should we keep on thinking this? We have not attained that consciousness level. If someone asks me that, do you know driving? I say yes. Then if I say I cannot go on road, I can't go in the crowd, but I can go on empty road, then that person says, you don't know how to drive then. Some people learn how to drive within 1 day or 4 days, and the one who is old says, I need time, I need 15 days or 1 month to learn driving. Now, how many years have passed? We have been practicing. We are searching even now, what is my right? You don't have to search for your right. You are a soul. What are your rights, even in commentary? And 2 days back, Murli, the Avyakt Murli Baba also said, mind is mine. Mind produces thoughts. And through thoughts, you create feelings. I am the master. When I say I am pure, I am peaceful, I am clean and pure. I said through my mouth. Or did I say from deep inside? Or did you create the feelings and emotions inside? You should create that feeling. If you are just thinking, means you are just at the intellect level. That you should feel that I myself am peaceful. If your plant is 10 years old or 20 years old, it will produce the mango tree. Mango tree will produce only mango tree. Even by mistake, it won't produce grapes. I am a peaceful soul. Whatever the situation comes, whatever the nature of other person is, I am peaceful. Upheaval inside me. Disturbance, that can't happen, that shouldn't happen. What is the meaning of being a master? Baba said, you are the one who gets all the inheritance. Baba said, you are a successful soul. Even today Baba said, what should be your behavior, what should you speak out, what should be your nature? So I said everyone that I am Baba's real child. And others will say, see what sister is talking, what was the nature of behavior. If you stay with her, you'll understand who she is. When Baba said, you are the successor soul, do I have the faith? Or do I keep on begging? Or do I really have this faith that I am a successor soul? So what should be the fragrance that should come out of me? Baba Dadi Janki would say that what should be the nature of your fragrance? I am a successor soul. If you are peaceless inside, if you are disturbed and if you keep on disturbing others, am I a successor soul then? Baba told me, you are self-soaring soul. So you will have to develop that feeling inside. This is your responsibility. The servant will work for 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, then he'll say that I'm done and he leaves. But master is always there at home, 24 hours, day and night. Master doesn't say that my duty is over. I'm not the one with duty. I am a responsible soul. My responsibility is to be self-sovereign, through which there will be self-transformation. Just transforming self is not enough. Transformation happens for the whole world as well as for the nature. See how big, huge responsibility Baba has given you. If with a true heart, if you go inside and search, in a day, how many times do you remember that through self-transformation, that how many times do you remember I am a self-sovereign soul who transforms the self and transforms the world? Do you get these thoughts? Through self-transformation, you can transform the world. This is the slogan that Baba has given us. That through self-transformation, you can transform the world. So this is my right. I am responsible for myself first. I should be self-responsible. Whatever happened, I am the one who reveals the Father. I am that soul who reveals the Father. So you should have that intoxication that see, one day will come when I will reveal the Father. But my concentration, my behavior, my nature, we have seen dadis too. Daddy, I sat in front of Daddy Janki and I said, this brother did so and so and this brother did so many disservice. Daddy said, that person is doing disservice, what are you doing? We do this a lot. We say about others that that person is doing a lot of disservice. What am I doing? I am telling it to 10 more people. So who is doing more disservice? As if that Baba has given me the public responsibility to spread it to public. I am a responsible soul who is doing disservice. What should be my responsibility? I should remember Baba. I am the one who protects Yagya. I am the soul who protects Yagya. So how many times in a day do you remember that I am that soul who is the protector of Yagya? I am a responsible soul. I am responsible for the protection of Yagya. Chandramani Dadi would say that in the days of Karachi, they didn't have much brothers. So at night, the security duty, sisters used to take care of the security duty for almost like 4 hours. And sisters used to do yoga. Suppose my turn is to do yoga, and during that time, if thief came inside, so Baba would say that your yoga is not proper. So that these would go around and see something in every department to see everything is right or not, and this time they did not go, then something went wrong. Baba has given the responsibility to make this yagya strong, the fort of this yagya strong. That have you ever seen such a university? Have I or you seen any such university where there is no security guard? They have security in the gate, that's a different thing, but they have AK-47 and commandos. See, how many commandos were there with Dadi? With the Guza Dadi, how many commandos were there? When we asked Baba, now the terrorism has increased, for security too, you should do that. Baba said, you do not require security, you need your purity, you need to increase your purity. So this is your responsibility. My every single second should be in this awareness that I am the protector of Yagya. I am the embodiment of purity. Avyakt Baba Dada came in meditation hall once, and in one center construction was happening and theft happened, and they said Baba about this news. I was there. Baba said, your yoke should be so much that when a thief comes instead of Almira, they should see the light. There are a lot of such experiences in Yagya. So I am not the soul who begs others. I am the master. Master means whatever Baba said, that is me. Baba had this intoxication Baba says that, what am I, who am I? Just remember that and remember me. I am a pure soul. I am incorporeal soul. I am the successor of Baba. I am the embodiment of all the powers and virtues. I cannot say that my state was like that. My state was like that. I'll have to say something in return to that soul. We all have experience. We listen and we share it to others. With Baba and Mama Baba, things like this happen. People used to come and ask when Baba's vision or drishti goes on that soul, all the questions get removed. Baba's consciousness was so high. Baba was in higher consciousness, as if there's a focus and the light is so much that how much ever you try to bring darkness, you can't. Baba says that be such light, be lighthouse. Baba was lighthouse. If someone comes in front, Baba says, sweet child, please come. And as soon as Baba says, come child, whatever upheaval and questions were there, then that soul, it would go away. Because Baba's consciousness was higher. So I am a master. So my consciousness should be in that level. So I tried for 1 hour, 2 hours, that I am Master Almighty Authority, I am Shiv Shakti, for 2 hours, 4 hours. So what about 20 hours? What did you do for the rest 20 hours? The same pattern repeats the worldly matters. So you have not reached that consciousness. The river has to flow. The ocean has to produce waves. You have to burn the fire. I am the successor of Baba's inheritance. My vibrations of purity, peace, power have to go around in all direction. Nobody can stop this. But when will it go? When I have this consciousness, when I become this embodiment of consciousness, that I am Shiv Shakti, I am the embodiment of power. Whatever the situation comes, whether it's bodily paper, whether it's mental issues, whether it's that of person, whether it's that of situation, I am Shiv Shakti. Baba says your situations will get over in this consciousness. That's why you have to create this understanding inside. Who are you? I am the master. I am the one who has all the rights. And we all have experienced this is winter season and it will increase gradually. When the days are much more colder, we sit in yoga in red light. Some people start to sneeze and clean their nose. When the light becomes white, what will happen? We are sitting in the same place. Then we start to cough. Does it happen or not? The situation was influenced. I had this flu before, had cough and sneeze. When I was in yoga, I was really peaceful. But my conscience was still little level. But if this level increases, what right did Baba give? What self-respect did Baba give? In this time, smoothly too, Baba said, you are the master of the nature. This body is made up of nature, by elements of nature. I am not the one who gets influenced by nature. You should not say to Baba, Baba, please make myself healthy. I have leg pain. Baba says, you make it on your own. This is made up of nature. You give sakash to the nature. This nature will cooperate with you. This body is made up of nature. It's there in the democracy. Our duties and rights. It's not about duties and rights. We are responsible souls. We are master souls. We are master and responsible. So you should have this intoxication. See, then the life of Brahmins. Baba has given the blessing in the confluence age. This is the time for intoxication and to be happy. Suppose you keep at least 1 hour of chant and see, am I intoxicated throughout and am I happy throughout? How many times did the state fluctuate? So Baba has given us, made us master, made us the successor of his inheritance. And the main thing is Baba has given us blessing. Who has given us blessing? God himself has given us blessing. Suppose if someone gives, sadhu gives blessing or guru, if guru or sadhu gives blessing to others, that person will be in so much intoxication that guru said that my business will flourish in this year. This guruji and the astrologer said that my star's fortune is really good this year. So bestower's fortune himself has given me blessing. Just remember just one blessing, that I am successful soul. So keep that patience inside. So you have to feel your responsibility, and along with that, you should have this intense faith that I am the virus or successful souls. I am the master. Om Shanti. Sit in this intoxication that I am the master.